Good evening. This is Bill Reed at the National Hurricane Center with the 5 o'clock advisory on Tropical Storm Fay. Fay continues to be relatively disorganized while moving over the open waters just off the south central coast of Cuba. Aircraft have been flying in the storm today and confirmed that we have neither gained strength nor lost strength since this morning. Lowest pressure is still around 1,003 millibars. Top winds are about 50 miles an hour. The remainder of this afternoon and into this evening, the storm will stay over the water south of Cuba. There is a possibility that the system could intensify some before making a second landfall in Cuba later tonight. Two of the issues that we have are the fact that the storm is fairly disorganized, and we think as it crosses from where it is about here and then crosses into the Florida Straits sometime tonight and tomorrow morning, that we could get re-intensification of the system before reaching the Florida Keys. Because of that, we've extended our watches now up through Tarpon Springs on the west coast of Florida, and we've also seen a movement of the storm a little bit further off to the west in the last 6 hours. Hence, we expect that we're going to have a lessening threat perhaps on the east coast of Florida, and continue to have a significant threat of the impact of Fay as it goes up the west coast of Florida. The conditions will worsen. We have a tropical storm warning in effect for the middle and lower keys of Florida as it goes through there during the day tomorrow and tomorrow night. And then we'll have to look further downstream as to what the storm will do as it reaches the eastern Gulf just off the coast of the west coast of Florida. In addition to the tropical storm force winds and the potential to become a Category 1 hurricane as it goes through the eastern Gulf, we expect to have 4 to 8 inches of rainfall along the Florida Peninsula as the storm moves to the north. Again, this is Bill Reed at the National Hurricane Center for this evening's 5 o'clock advisory.